its current state on WKAR. You've been hearing Benny Benack III throughout the hour here today. Benny's a trumpeter and singer out of New York City, a Pittsburgh native. I misstated that earlier. Tonight, Benny performs at a show called Nighthawks. It's sponsored by the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival in East Lansing. Benny played at the festival in 2014. The music starts at 7 at the Robin Theater. There's a second show that's been added now at 9 o'clock. Benny's been accompanied here by pianist Francesca Romero. We'll talk more with Benny coming up in just a minute. Let's hear some more music first. This is called Kiss Me Slowly.
When you kiss me tender, kiss me light. Let's pretend we're kissing on the earth's last night. Let it linger in the air. Kiss me madly, I don't care. Just let mine be the lips that yours might pair. When your lips are inching, oh, so close to mine, and my heart begins to skip, dear, it's a sign. Love is crazy by design, but your lips are divine. So, darling, when you kiss me slowly. In my days of youth, when I was hungry, I'd always be the first to clean his plate. But since my eyes met yours, I've grown patient. Now I know the best love can wait. Though we may sometimes be stuck a world apart, just remember you're the one who stole my heart. I will never kiss again until the moment when you're back here wrapped up in my waiting arms. And when that time has come, there's one rule of thumb. Simply, darling, when you kiss me slowly. Sometimes be stuck a world apart. Just remember you're the one who stole my heart. I will never kiss again until the moment when you're back here wrapped up in my waiting arms. And when that time has come, there's one rule of thumb. Simply, darling, when you kiss me slowly.
Benny Benack III singing and playing trumpet, accompanied by pianist Francesco Romero. That's an original composition called Kiss Me Slowly. Welcome, I guess this is Welcome Back to East Lansing, Benny.
That's right, that's right.
You played in the Summer Solstice Festival here 2 years ago.
Two summers ago,
as
yeah.
As a lad of 23, you're 25 now.
That's
you
right.
come from a really musical family. Your grandfather played the trumpet. Your dad played saxophone. Your mother's a singer who teaches at Carnegie Mellon. How old were you when you first picked up a horn and tried to blow into it?
Well, I think, my parents were smart. They had my sister and I start off on the piano from the time we were very young. So I probably took classical piano from the time I was maybe 5 years old.
Wow.
And, we quickly realized that practicing was a bit of a chore when it came to Mozart and Debussy. But I think I was maybe 8 or 9 years old when my parents first put one of my grandfather's old trumpets in my hands. And, once I could get a sound out of the darn thing, after that, it wasn't so much of a chore to practice.
Done
so.
Deal.
Yeah,
did you,
exactly.
Did your parents push you in that direction?
No, not at all, actually. I think I was very lucky all along the way. My parents were always very supportive, whatever I wanted to do, whether it was play the trumpet or play piano or, play baseball or whatnot growing up. They were always encouraging. And, if I had questions, certainly, because they were both musicians, they always had a lot to offer. But I was lucky. I was never dealing with, a crazy stage parent situation, you know.
So if you'd come to them and said, Mom, Dad, I have a passion for selling insurance.
That's right.
They would not have been disappointed.
That's right.
You're 25 years old. You've never flirted with anything other than the kind of music we're hearing today? Never been seduced by hip-hop, rock and roll, anything like
right.
that?
Right. Well, I was speaking with Francesca here a little bit. She is here in school at Michigan State, and I have a lot of friends in New York that study music there and, graduate from Michigan State and come to New York in the jazz scene. And there's a lot of people that go to jazz school and have the jazz education, and then use those tools out in the real world, like you said, to back up, R&B, hip-hop artists, or, go into down in New Orleans and play in some brass bands and funk bands and things like that. But for me, it's always kind of been this very specific, classic, whatever you want to call it, straight-ahead jazz.
Yeah.
And as the years have gone by, I've kept an eye on the future as well, because jazz is this always evolving, changing music, always taking from different genres. And I've incorporated all of that. But I definitely, grew up on the good stuff, so to speak. So I'm always at home kind of with the classic sound.
Have you thought about your future, or is it just more organic and spontaneous than that? I mean, have you thought about what you'd like to be doing in 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, I think my mother would answer that I'm not nearly thinking about my future as much as I should be these days.
That's her job, Benny.
Yeah, right. Certainly I've been very fortunate as the years have gone by, whether it was at the Manhattan School of Music, where I did both degrees, and now being in New York for a year out of school and, miraculously paying rent every month and keeping the lights on, just playing music, getting to do things like this and perform and travel. I've been very lucky to have, a lot of wonderful relationships and opportunities fall into my lap, but it definitely is time for me to kind of take the initiative. And, now this year it's time for me to make my own album as a leader and kind of put that out in the world and start traveling a little bit with my own group, maybe with, my own music. So that's kind of where I hope to be angling things in the future.
We're talking with trumpeter, singer Benny Benack III, who performs a couple of shows tonight at the Robin Theater in Lansing, one at 7, one at 9. These are fundraisers, I take it, for the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. Might you be coming back to East Lansing this summer or in future summers
again? Yeah, I think they already have things set for this summer, so I'm not sure I'll be back as a performer. I may have to come back and just check it out, because they always have so many great artists at the festival here. But the year that we did it a couple summers ago, it was a beautiful night for the dinner that we had the night before with everybody, and then the day of the festival it rained and rained and poured. So I would love to come back on a beautiful mild summer day, and really see the festival in all its glory.
Well, we're glad that you could make it here today. Francesca, thanks for your fabulous accompaniment.
Yeah,
that was quite a solo in Kiss Me Slowly here a few minutes ago.
And she's sight reading. I'd just like to point that out. I threw her to the wolves. I put the music in front of her
2 minutes before we went on.
That was really impressive. You two do really well together. Benny Benack III with pianist Francesco Romero. Benny performs tonight at the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival program Nighthawks at the Robin Theater in Lansing's Rio Town starting at 7 o'clock. Hope everyone has a great weekend. We're going to have Benny Benack III and Francesco Romero play us out on Current State. Have a great weekend.
Talking down our little form here. Here we go.
Understood.
You want to play a little intro, maybe? Four bars?
Sure.
All right. Okay. One, two, three, four.